BBC Caribbean Report.
The Netherlands rules there are no grounds to prosecute Suriname's former military leader, Desi Bouterse. European governments consider helping the airlines cope with huge losses following the attacks in America. And a Caribbean aviation minister calls for a joint CARICOM response to the economic fallout from those attacks. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Supreme Court in the Netherlands has ruled that there are no grounds to prosecute Suriname's former military leader, Desi Bouterse, for his alleged role in the so-called December murders. 15 opponents of the then military government were executed in December 1982. Relatives of two of them had sought justice in the Dutch courts in The Hague, from where Geraldine Coughlin reports.
Deeply disappointed is how the victims' relatives feel in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision. The court ruled that the Netherlands doesn't have the power to prosecute Desi Bouterse, a foreign national accused of criminal involvement on foreign soil. A court in Amsterdam had ordered the public prosecutor to investigate Desi Bouterse's alleged role in the December murders on the basis of the UN Treaty Against Torture. But the Netherlands signed that treaty in 1989, too late for it to be applied to the 1982 murders, according to the Supreme Court. The victims' relatives